Real development of who you are and what you are contributing through your work takes courage, because it takes you stepping out from what is familiar into the unknown for the purpose of ensuring that you get where you want to go.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Your Unapologetic Career. Being a woman of color faculty in academic medicine who wants to make a real difference with your career can be tough. Listen, these systems are not built for us, but that doesn't mean we can't make them work for us. In each episode, I'll be taking a deep dive into one core growth strategy so you can gain confidence and effectiveness in pursuing the dream career you worked so hard to achieve. All you have to do is tune in to Your Unapologetic Career with me, your host, Kemi Dole, physician, surgeon, researcher, coach, and career strategist, for an always authentic, sometimes a little raw, but unapologetically empowering word. I keep it real for you because I want you to win. Are you building the academic career you want, or hard at work checking boxes on everyone else's to-do list? A successful career doing the work that you love doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your values, your family, or your joy. Stop trying to be everything to everybody and get to learning the strategies that will 3x your productivity, hone your passions into funded projects, and create the career you work so hard to achieve. If you've been to every career development workshop that sounded great, but didn't actually deal with the kind of institutional pressures you face, if you're working hard, but somehow stuck in inefficiency, putting everyone else's priorities first, if you spent years training and sacrificing to become academic faculty, and here you are still working nights and weekends on the projects that you care most about, I'm here to tell you that you can walk away from this institutional mindset forever and take control of your career with clarity and strategy. Every day, I help women of color faculty in academic medicine, like you, reframe and recreate their academic life so that they can channel their ideas, passions, and skills into grant-funded work with institutional support. That's why this episode is brought to you by Get That Grant, my 6-month comprehensive high-performance coaching program for high-achieving women of color faculty in academic medicine who are ready to reclaim career control and secure funding doing the work they love. In Get That Grant, we help you kick imposter syndrome to the curb for good so you lead your career with clarity and confidence. You learn productivity and strategy skills for grants and papers to maximize your chances of success without wasting your time, abandoning your passion, or working yourself into the ground. We help you build the foundation for an amazing and fulfilling academic career, changing your life and the lives of everyone your work will touch. Yes, this future is possible for you, and it's waiting on you to take the first step. If you're ready for career success without sacrifice, I encourage you to book a coaching consult call today by visiting kemidole.com/grant. After you book your call, you will complete an in-depth career foundations assessment, helping you identify the gaps in your foundation that are holding you back from enjoying the career you work so hard to achieve. No more secret worrying that you just don't have what it takes. This career assessment will show you exactly where you need to focus to level up your experience and your impact. Book a coaching consult call today to get your career foundation score. Visit kemidole.com/grant to book your call. Talk to you soon. Hey, so today I am here to talk about why we expect growth to be comfortable and the 3 ways that we block our progress because of this. So this is like full disclosure kind of about me, but I think it's going to resonate with some of you as well.
So I want to talk about this because I am definitely in a phase of growth. I feel like I've been in a phase of growth for like 5 years, honestly. I don't know when it's going to end, but regardless, I can feel it now. I'm definitely in a phase of growth. It's like I spent the whole day plotting, planning, thinking about the future. So this was really on my mind. And I just thought, ugh, I want to share what is really active for me right now about the patterns that I see with how we can be in a place where we like know we want to grow, where we are ready for growth, but then somehow it doesn't happen and we get very stagnated. And so I want to talk about what that feels like for me, because I think it might be relatable to how it might feel for you. When I know that I'm ready to grow, like the way that I know that I'm like, okay, I am ready for change. Like I know I'm ready to grow. I know I'm ready for things to be different. There are two things, actually three things that happen. But the first thing that happens is that I get all of a sudden crystal clear on what I am done with. I get very clear on, you know, like, know what? I don't want to spend any more time on X. I do not want to spend any more of my time, my energy, my life essence. I am done with X. I might not know how to get rid of it. I might not know what I'm going to do. It might feel like a total trap. It doesn't matter. I still know deep inside myself, I'm like, I know that I am done with this thing. That's definitely one sign that I have when I'm like, okay, I am ready for growth. I am done with doing this thing, done with this task, done with this project, done with this paper. Shout out to my academics, right? Done with this role, done with this activity, but I'm done. And the other thing that happens, the other thing is that I also simultaneously get super excited for the future thing that I actually want. I get super excited about creating more space in my life for this thing. You know what? I could sit there and realize, gosh, if I could spend all of my time in this research or this work or working with these kind of people or doing these kind of ideas, I would just be lit up. So simultaneously with knowing I'm done, number two is like, I also know exactly what I want to move towards. I might not be able to articulate a five-year plan, right? And you might not be able to do that, but I can tell you what it feels like. I can tell you what right now in my life triggers those things. What is it that gets me super excited about my work, about the progress of it, about the impact of it? And for me, you know, my work is both my research work, it's my advocacy work, it's my coaching work. I mean, y'all know I'm multi-passionate over here, but regardless, that's the other component of when I just get so clear, like, yes, I am ready to grow. I know what I'm done with, and I know what I want more of. And the third component that is also present when I realize and figure out, yes, I am ready to grow, is the desire, the strong desire. And not only that, the actions I then take to try to make that growth as comfortable as possible. Always there. Always the third leg on the three-legged stool. And that is the part that mostly doesn't rise to awareness, but it's there. I am looking for ways from the very beginning. I am looking for ways to how can I make this growth comfortable? How can I navigate this transition comfortably? And I want to share with you three things that we try to do, that we look for to try to feed, right? This desire for growth to be comfortable. Even though at some point we all know that growth is not comfortable, but that doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but like just because I know something doesn't mean that I do it. Just because I'm aware of some construct, just because I'm aware of how something works doesn't mean that I magically don't have the experience of finding something difficult. And so when I'm in a place of growth, I absolutely go to wanting it to be comfortable. And when we want growth to be comfortable, we get stuck. Our progress doesn't move forward. So these are the ways that we get stuck. Three ways. The first thing is that when we're ready to grow, when we know what we're done with and we know what we want more of, we really desperately want it to be logical. Oh, we want it to be logical so bad. We want to be able to just recite out, I am done with this and I want to move more towards this and have it just be obvious and logical. And so many times, especially when we're building our careers, when we are moving forward, the way that we can kind of fill that need, of course, this is a logical move. Yes, like this makes perfect sense objectively, is we want an example. We want to be able to look out and see, ah, yes, XYZ person did this, I will follow along. This person did that, I will follow along. It's logical because somebody's done it before, because there's a clear example that I can follow. Except here is the problem. That works great if your whole goal in life, if what you want more of, is simply to follow along a well-worn path that many people have followed before you. But it turns out that many of you who listen to me, and myself included 100%, as a Black woman in academic medicine, and those of you in public health and allied fields, and women of color, and people trying to make new things in the world, and people trying to have an impact in their career, and people who can hold the paradox of working in toxic or difficult institutions while simultaneously moving for change, people who are developing new pathways, it turns out that you're not going to find that example. You're not going to find that example that's going to be able to easily fill the need of, ah, yes, the way I want to grow, what I want to move towards, and what I want to move away from is logical because this other person has done it. Here is the example in front of you. And when this is the case, when we don't recognize that that is active, that that's what we're doing, we will know we're ready to grow. I mean, literally be like, oh yes, I'm ready. I don't want this. I want more of this. And we will literally stay in that loop while we desperately search around for somebody who has followed the path ahead of us, somebody that we can just follow. And you know what happens when you do that? You make no progress. You go nowhere. And that window of opportunity, that window of clarity where you realize, oh my gosh, yes, I am done with this and I am moving forward with that, closes. There's no example. It doesn't feel logical. The voice starts to take over, the critique, and all of a sudden it's like, never mind. How did I really think this was possible? Let me get back in line. Let me go back to settling. Let me go try to make up for my discontent with my professional career, with my discontent with the work I do in the world by having like amazing vacation. Let me go like try to adjust for the fact that I'm not nourished at work, that I don't feel like I'm living out my big on potential, right? By like, I don't know, doing some other really exciting and likely expensive thing, right? Let me go buy something expensive. Let me go on vacation. Let me go book a massage, right? Let me go all these other quote unquote self-care things to do to make up for the fact that I am not actually moving in the direction that I know that I want. More of what lights me up, less of what slowly sucks my life energy away. So that's the first thing. We're looking for a logical example. The second way that we will get stuck because we are looking for growth to be comfortable is we will look for comfort in the crowd's opinion. We will try to crowdsource this growth. We might not have an example. You might not be able to say, oh, well, this person, I saw Jolene and she did A to B and so she did, so I can do it. If you don't have that, then it's like, well, even if we don't have that example, all of these, whoever, nebulous people agree, right? My mentor agrees. My colleagues agree. My spouse agrees. My friends agree. I did this polling and everybody also does agree with me that I need to leave this behind and move towards what I'm really excited about and that it's possible and that it's feasible and I can do it. And so that's the other place. We're looking for that comfort, the comfort of the crowd, the comfort of everybody around us saying, oh yes, obviously, go for it. You should definitely do this, especially the people closest to us professionally. And so we don't find it. So we go around and we might kind of hint at what we want. You know, I don't really want to do this clinic anymore. I think I'm better served by expanding this access program I'm so excited about. Oh, you know, even though it might look really wonderful to all of you for me to be in this research center, it's slowly sucking my soul. And I actually really need to go off on my own with a whole lot of uncertainty. And we're waiting for somebody around us, somebody in our environment that we rely on for our value, that institutional name and all those letters behind that we rely on for our value. We're waiting for somebody who represents all of that to say, yes, I agree. Move forward. And yet the same issue exists. When that doesn't happen, when the very people around you professionally are saying, oh, no, no, we all stay here and suffer. What are you doing? If the very people professionally around you haven't been on any kind of personal and professional development journey, If all they can show you is how they did it, they don't know how to tell you to do it. If what you've got is too creative, if where you are is too far developed, you're not going to find the stability. You're not going to find the comfort in the crowd. It's not going to happen. So here you are, ready to grow, knowing something has to change, and nothing is happening. We do this odd thing where you kind of like tease out your vision. You know how you like, you don't really tell somebody like, I'm ready to grow this, but you kind of give them like a taste just to see what happens. That is all that's required. And as soon as you get that negative reaction, as soon as you get the confusion, as soon as you don't get absolutely 100% support, it's done. Again, the window closes. Never mind. Why was I thinking that way? It's not logical anyway. Nobody understands. Everybody doesn't agree with me. Not everybody can see the value of what I'm trying to do. Forget it. The third way that we really seek out comfort and growth, even though it's not possible, but we do it anyway, y'all, and I do too. You're not alone. The third way that we try to find comfort when we're growing is we look for certainty. We look for a way to grow. A way to grow with certainty, with knowing for sure this is going to work out. So maybe there's never been an example. Maybe this does not sound logical. Maybe I don't have the crowd's opinion, but at least it's certain. I have done these calculations. I've done all of this. I figured all, and it's basically like it's risk neutral. It's very certain. Everything's going to be fine. So even if I'm by myself, I have these objective measures to show me that I have low risk here. This is a certain endeavor. And when it's certain, I can be comfortable again. And here I can go grow and be totally comfortable. Y'all, I also hate to say this. I don't like this either. Like, I've literally been in this cycle over the last 2 weeks. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. When you are truly ready to grow, what you mean is that you are ready to step out from what is familiar and into what is new. That's what you're saying. You are saying, I am done with what I know now. I am done with the way I've done things now. I am done with the standard operating procedures. I am done with this pathway that everybody said I have to follow this way. I am done with hiding my real work underneath the pretense to make it more palatable for people. When you realize I am done with that, I am done with the status quo. I am here to live out my purpose. I am here to use the job that I have, the career that I have, to make a difference in the world. And I believe that I can do that and stay sane. I believe that not only can I do that and stay sane, it can be incredibly rewarding and incredibly nourishing to me because I'm contributing to the world in a real way. When you're clear about that and you're clear, I am done with the old way. I want to grow myself in myself and move forward. You are not going to find external measures of certainty. That's not how it works. By definition, you are moving into the uncertain. By definition. And that's why real professional development, I'll just leave that there. Real career development takes courage. That's why it takes courage. Real growth, real development of who you are and what you are contributing through your work takes courage because it takes you stepping out from what is familiar into the unknown for the purpose of ensuring that you get where you want to go. Because you know you're not going to get there on the status quo. You have already tried the tried and true ways. You have already gone down the standard operating procedures. You've already listened to all of the mainstream advice. It's not getting you where you want to go. You are still working nights and weekends. You are still frustrated. You are still saying yes when you mean to say no. You are still in a mode where you feel like you have to continue to work and sacrifice and wait until some nebulous period of time where all of a sudden your career becomes satisfying and rewarding and you no longer deal with crap. You are still in a mode where you're pretending, literally pretending to be somebody else, literally pretending to not care about the things that you care about, literally putting your like fake armor on, going to work, doing that in service of somehow getting to some place where you are then get to be authentic. What? That's not how it works. You don't pretend your way to authenticity. You step out in courage on the way to authenticity. And the most courageous thing that we have to do when we realize I'm ready to grow, when you realize I am done with where I am now, I know what I want less of, I know what I want more of, I am ready to grow. The most courageous step that you must take is betting on yourself. And that is why it's so uncomfortable. That's why it's so uncomfortable. It's not about anybody's rubber stamp of approval. It's not about any set of letters behind your name. It's not about any funding mechanism you do or don't have at all. I have met so many grant-funded faculty members who are lost, who feel trapped in their careers. It is not about any of that. It is about the radical notion of betting on yourself. And that requires courage because you have to go inside first. It requires courage to come home to realize your own value. It requires courage to step out into uncertainty, knowing that you have what it takes, that you can learn how to harness your own value to support your work in the world, that you have it all inside of you. And the only thing that's actually missing is time and space and a curated environment to bring it out, along with a shit ton of tools to help you keep the distractions at bay. That's what growth requires. That's the recipe. So I'm talking about this because I'm feeling it, y'all. Let me tell you something. I feel like I went on this entire journey today. Today. I mean, it's like there's the like micro, which is like today, and then like the 2 weeks and then 2 years, but it's all the same. It is all, I know what I want less of. I know what I want more of. And how long, basically, how long am I going to sit here waiting for it to be get comfortable? How long am I going to sit here looking for logic, looking for other people's opinions, looking for certainty, waiting for it to get comfortable? That's basically the question at this point now. Maybe I'll get to the point where I don't ever even look for the comfortable way forward. I mean, shout out to anybody who's gotten there. I'm not there yet. But now the question is just how long am I going to waste my time looking for growth to be comfortable before I'm ready to step out on courage? And that's what I want to ask you. That's what I want to ask you. How long? If you're listening to this and you know you're ready for growth, you are wherever you are in your year one in your career or your year 10 in your career. You're a woman of color, faculty member in academic medicine, public health, or allied fields, and you know you're ready for personal growth. You know you are ready for real, true, actual professional development. The only question to ask yourself is how long do you want to spend waiting for it to be comfortable? And once you're clear on that, then you know where you stand. Do something to get yourself out of that third leg of this stool. Get out of waiting for growth to be comfortable. Take a moment and recognize it's not going to be comfortable. Honestly, ask yourself, what's the most uncomfortable thing I could do tomorrow? Go do that. Get used to being uncomfortable, because that feeling that you have inside of yourself that's like, oh, I'm ready to grow. I want to grow. That is real. That is literally your life. That is yourself telling yourself, I need to grow. I am ready for change. Do not ignore that voice. That is the most valuable thing that you have, and it is only yours. I promise you, if you respect it, I promise you, if you step out on courage, the dividends, the payoff is literally unimaginable. And it's usually not actually something that makes sense to other people. That's what's so funny, is that when you finally do step out, like, it's hard to even express to people how different you feel, how different your experience is, how you walk different. All they see is all the like the trail of the gold stars behind you, wondering, well, how is she so happy? Like, how is she doing all these things? How is all of this happening? Where did she get the courage from? And it's like, you can't even explain. You know why? Because it's you. And ultimately, all of this is a relearning process back to ourselves. I'm somebody who deeply believes in everybody's unique and individual value deeply, because I know exactly what it feels like to be underestimated. I know exactly what it feels like. And I did that for years to say, show me what I'm supposed to do to be successful and I will do it. Give me the task and I will do it. Show me what I'm supposed to look like and I will mold myself to that. Show me how I'm supposed to speak and I will mold myself to that. Show me how I'm supposed to behave and I will mold myself to that. You lay out the task for me and I will do it, because that's what my power is. That's what I thought. I thought that was my strength. You just give it to me, lay out the task. It doesn't matter how challenging it is, and I will conform myself and figure it out. And I am telling you that if you are still doing that, one, I commend you, because it's not easy. And if you're doing that and other people see you as successful, I want you to know that you are at the like tiniest tip of the iceberg of what you could do. You are at the tiniest tip of the iceberg of what is available and possible for you. Because you are succeeding while pretending. You are succeeding like tied down. You are succeeding while holding yourself back. That's what you're doing right now. You're being successful anyway when we've got, what, 10% of the real you? 15% of the real you? Do you know what could happen if we unleash you? Like actually all that you've got? You guys want to know why I'm passionate about this? Because I watch this happen in my clients. I literally watch it month in, month out, week in, week out. People come totally out of their shells and just shock themselves at what is available to them, what is possible for them. And it's basically my love language. So growth is uncomfortable, y'all. Growth is uncomfortable. It was never supposed to be comfortable. Ever. But the most beautiful thing about it is that we have the courage to grow anyway. That's it. We have the courage to grow anyway. Go out and grow. The world needs you, and we absolutely 100% need the work that you're going to do in the world. If you ever have a topic that you want me to address, by the way, on any of these podcast episodes, you can DM me or you can send me an email at podcast@kdollcoach.com. KDOLLCOACH.com. Ooh, I spelled it right. All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening with me today. I appreciate your time, as I know it's so valuable. I hope this episode was helpful to you. And I hope you feel energized to go out and claim your unapologetic career. See you soon.